And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 13th of April, 2016. The birthday of Thomas Jefferson, born Albemarle County, Virginia, 1743, primary author of the Declaration of Independence, who also wrote books on farming and gardening, and whose personal library was the largest private collection in this country, 6,487 volumes. He sold it to Congress after the British burned down the Library of Congress. It's the birthday of Samuel Beckett, born in Fox Rock, a suburb of Dublin, 1906. Studied French literature in college, then went to Paris, where he met James Joyce, who by that time was almost blind and working on Finnegan's Wake. Beckett became his assistant. He read books to Joyce. He took dictation. He walked with him around Paris. He idolized Joyce so much that he began to smoke like Joyce and walk like Joyce. And he tried to write in Joyce's meandering style. But Beckett said, "I realized that my own way was in taking away, in subtracting, rather than in adding." 1952, Samuel Beckett wrote his play Waiting for Godot, with its repeated motif, "I can't go on, I will go on," in which Estragon says, "I can't go on like this," and Vladimir says, "That's what you think." Samuel Beckett, who wrote, "My mistakes are my life. Where I am, I don't know, I'll never know. In the silence you don't know, you must go on. Try again, fail better." He wrote, "We are all born mad, some remain so. Dance first, think later, it's the natural order." And Samuel Beckett said, "Nothing is funnier than unhappiness." And it's the birthday of Eudora Welty, born Jackson, Mississippi, 1909, who wrote several novels, including The Optimist's Daughter, but she's best known for her short stories, which she wrote and rewrote, cutting them apart at her dining room table. You can tour her house and garden in Jackson for $5, the house at 1119 Pinehurst Street. She moved into the house in 1925 with her parents when she was 16, and she lived there until she died in 2001. The garden has been restored, too. It was planted by her mother, Chestina, so that there would be something in bloom all year round: larkspur, hollyhocks, and snapdragons in the spring, phlox, zinnias, and blue salvia in the summer, asters, chrysanthemums, and spider lilies in the fall, and camellias and pansies in the winter, and climbing roses on trellises. Here's a poem for today by Thomas Lux, "My Father Whistled." Only when he was nervous about fixing something, anything, it was an aptitude he lacked. He worked as a weaver in a silk mill, then as a chauffeur, and then he fell into his life's work at which he excelled. He drove a truck filled with clinking milk bottles and deposited them on doorsteps, front and back, and some even in the fridge. I called it whistling, but there was little or no sound. He'd make the whistle lips and blow a song of air, of breath, hitting the muffled higher notes when the nut did not fit the bolt, when a belt needed an extra hole. He put the snow chains on himself. He'd usually get it done. He never asked for help and was given none. "My Father Whistled," poem by Thomas Lux, from To the Left of Time, published by Mariner Books, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Staples, with print solutions for small business, including copies, presentations, booklets, and custom-framed prints and posters. In-store and online, Staples make more happen. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.